Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, one of the things that we've talked about often mm-hmm. on this podcast is issues of social media.
Right.
You know, we've talked about the use of social media by teenagers, by adults, and today we have another article mm-hmm. about the effects of social media.
Right, right.
And this one comes to us from NPR.
Right.
And again, as always, I'll have a link in the show notes. But the title of this article is Feeling Lonely? Too much time on social media may be why.
Yeah, this title really struck me because I think of all these teenagers. We're hearing more and more about teenagers being addicted mm-hmm, to their mm-hmm. electronic devices. We've written some things about this whole phenomenon, especially in today's teenagers. And I think that we've often said this, that I have children who are in their early 20s and I have children who are teenagers, still in their teens. And my children in their 20s use their phone very differently than my daughter right. who's 18. So this is a fairly recent, mm-hmm. I think, phenomenon.
Absolutely.
Of overuse of electronic devices, and especially over-reliance or overuse of social media.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Snapchat, Instagram, yeah. you know, texting.
Yeah, so this mm-hmm. was a study that was conducted up at the University of Pittsburgh.
Right.
And what they did was they looked at a whole bunch of people and their social media use,
mm-hmm.
and they then asked them questions about how often do you feel left out, how often, you know, how engaged do you feel with, mm-hmm. with other people. And this was from a series of studies that it seems like the primary author and his team did. And mm-hmm. the primary author is Brian Primack.
Right.
And they talk about, again, the relationship between social isolation and social engagement mm-hmm. with the use of social media.
Right.
And the overall outcome, let's just jump right to it,
right.
mm-hmm. is that if you spend more than individuals who spend more than two hours a day
right.
on social media tend to report feeling more left out and less mm-hmm. socially engaged than those who spent less time on right. social media.
Right.
And that might be counterintuitive because we think, well, you know, social mm-hmm. media, the word more, social is in yeah. the, mm-hmm. the title. And so if we're engaged in social media, we must be interacting and engaging with other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in fact, what we're finding is that the more involved we are in social media, we're actually more removed from people. And I think that we even recognize how much more removed we are from other people.
Right, right. And this could be a chicken and egg thing, you know, and the authors sort of mentioned that,
yeah.
you know, where it may be that people who are feeling lonely or feeling isolated may turn to social media
mm-hmm.
To reconnect.
Right.
Or it may be that there's something about electronic mm-hmm. communication that doesn't satisfy our need
right.
to be connected with
right.
others. Not, I'm not sure that they've resolved or right. answered that question adequately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Now, some previous work that these authors did or these researchers did found a connection between social media use and depression. So again, we have these recurring themes mm-hmm. where individuals who are more heavily involved in these social media formats are much more likely to find themselves feeling depressed, left right. out, socially isolated, mm-hmm. anxious, and those kinds of things.
Right. You know, and I think that's the message here. And I think I would err in the favor of saying, I would err and say, I think you're probably better off trying to connect with someone who's alive. I mean, person to person, you know.
Face to face.
Face to face.
Yeah.
Do it face to face because I think if you're stuck in your phone, and, mm-hmm. and I think we're beginning to see this with some teenagers, is that they're so engaged in the electronic device that they're doing it at the expense
right.
of real relationships. So they're
right.
not participating in teams, and they're not participating. They don't go out and play. They don't go out and interact with other kids.
Right.
They're not out looking for social outlets because they think they're satisfying them with this digital device.
Right. Well, I think one of the major issues with it is that also, we fail to remember that people tend to present themselves in a very positive light via social media.
Right.
So, you know, if we're not careful, the more time we spend in social media, the more we realize, or we gain the impression that a lot of people are doing a lot of different things, and we're left out. We're not doing it.
I think that's a real issue there. Is that when you're in there, you're thinking that everybody else is engaged and having fun and out and doing things, and we're the only ones who aren't. Mm-hmm. That very sad story. The freshman at the University of Pennsylvania a couple of years ago, she left a suicide note that said, you know, everybody, we're on Facebook and everybody else looks like they're out having fun and we're the only ones who aren't.
Right.
You know, and she ended up, sadly, committing suicide. So I think there's this misconception that what you see on social media is everybody else is having fun, but I'm not.
Right.
All pretty much in the same situation.
Yeah, and I think that we've all seen this in real time. I mean, whether if you have teenagers, or if you've just been anywhere where teenagers might be, you know, they're often doing little posts and selfies and things like that, and sending it out there.
Right.
And it makes, you know, if you just look at the picture and what they write, it looks like, wow, they're having the time of their life.
Right.
But you're watching them and you're saying, you know, they look bored to death.
Right. Right.
They look like they're having a miserable time.
Right.
But you know, they have to get the perfect shot, and you know, they you know, that one picture that they post, you think, wow, look at that perfect picture. And what you know by watching is that that's probably the 50th picture that they've taken, and they filtered it and did all this other stuff.
And remember, that's a practiced smile.
Right.
That is a rehearsed smile. So what goes on after the picture was taken, we don't know.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. So it is important to sort of check, to moderate, you know, to monitor the amount of time you spend on social media, and balance it with actual face-to-face.
You have to be in face-to-face situations, whether it's with family members or other people your age, or it doesn't matter. You have to have this face-to-face, real-time interaction.
Absolutely.
You can't.
Nothing replaces it.
We can't rely. I think that's probably it. I mean, we are social creatures.
Right. That's why I'm glad that I sit next to you when we do the podcast. So I can just look over and say, there he is.
He is
a real person.
Sometimes you
hear him and you're thinking, is that
real?
Is that guy real?
Is he for real?
Is he for real?
He is.
He sounds like...
No, I think that... But I think that they're correct. I don't think parents understand the significance of a cell phone to most teenagers.
Right.
Okay, we just don't. We don't fully appreciate how important it is to them and how many different things that they do with their cell phones. I said to somebody the other day, this is it's a compass, it's a GPS, it's a radio, it's a telephone, it's a movie theater. It serves so many purposes. But I think parents are right when they begin to worry that their child is spending so much time on the device that they're giving up these face-to-face, real relationships. I think that is a concern.
Absolutely.
And I think this article speaks to that eloquently.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. So check it out. Again, I got a link to it in the show notes. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it. Write to us if you have any questions or your own thoughts about it.
Keep this conversation going. I'd appreciate hearing from parents what your concerns are, what you're discovering. You know, what do you think about this topic?
Certainly.
Love to hear from you.
Certainly. So, all right. That's it for today. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.